弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
非常高兴能够一同聚集在主的同在当中。
Very happy that we can gather together in the presence of the Lord.
我想在我们交通之前，我们再有一些祷告。
Before we share the message, let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus Christ, how much we thank you and praise you.
我们谢谢你早晨借着圣灵赐下丰盛的同在。
We thank you for through the Holy Spirit that you are with us this morning.
我们把下边的时间交在你的手中。
We commit the following time into your hand.
求你继续与丰盛的同在赏赐在我们中间。
May you grant us your abundant presence.
让我们能够遇见你。
So that we can meet you.
因为我们若不遇见你，我们的心就不能够满足。
Unless we meet you, our hearts will not be satisfied.
当我们交通这些话语的时候，求你弱过人的软弱。
As we share these words, we pray that you overcome our weaknesses.
借着圣灵亲自对弟兄姐妹们说话。
Through the Holy Spirit, you speak to our brothers and sisters.
让我们在灵的深处真实的遇见你。
So that in the depth of our spirit that we can truly meet you.
这是我们心中的渴望。
This is our desire.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the name of the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨我想和弟兄姐妹们交通圣经当中大家都非常熟悉的一个人物。
Brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to share with you a character in the Bible, whom we are all very familiar with.
他的名字叫做基甸。
And his name is Gideon.
基甸大家都知道是以色列人士师当中的一位。
We all know that Gideon is one of the judges, in Israel.
士师记是一本非常特别的书。
The book of Judges is a very special, book.
它记载着神的子民以色列进入迦南地之后有一部漫长的征战的历史。
It records the history of a long, struggle, after the Israelites went into the promised land Canaan.
他们进到迦南要承受那地为业。
After they enter into Canaan, they were supposed to inherit the land.
但他们必须经历许多的征战。
But they had to go through many warfares.
我们说到它是一个比较特别的书。
We mentioned that the book of Judges is a very special book.
因为它是记载着以色列历史当中一段非常黑暗、非常悲惨的历史。
Because it records the part of history of Israel.Which is very dark and tragic.
当神借着约书亚把以色列人从旷野过约旦河领他们进入迦南地之后。
When God, used Joshua to lead the Israelites and cross the river Jordan, enter into the land of Canaan.
我们看见那段时期以色列人虽然当中还有软弱。
So during that period of time, even though we see some weakness among the Israelites,
但是他们的确是经过了许多得胜的经历。
But they did have many victories.
在约书亚和那个时代长老都在的时候
，When Joshua and the elders at the time were still there,
以色列人遵守神的诫命和典章
，And the Israelites obey God's commandments and ordinances.
士师记第二章第七节告诉我们说，约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华行为在以色列人中间所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。但当约书亚和长老都离世的时候，以色列人就进入了这个450年的黑暗。
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 7 records the people served the Lord throughout the lifetime.Of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. But when Joshua and the elders passed on, the Israelites went into a long period of 450 years of darkness.
在这漫长的450年当中
So during these long time of darkness,
以色列人一共经历了七次的恶性循环。
The Israelites went through seven cycles of terrible time.
我们相信弟兄姐妹们读士师记的时候，我们里边都会有一个非常深的痛苦的感觉。
When brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Judges, you will experience some pain as we read it.
这些循环都是从以色列人他们离弃神，行神眼中为恶的事开始。
All this happened, all these tragic things happened because, due to the fact that the Israelites, did evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
他们就受欺压，被奴役。
They were pressed, they were oppressed.
然后呢，他们就呼求耶和华。
And they cried out to the Lord.
耶和华神就差遣士师来拯救他们。
And then God, the Lord will, send, judges to save them.
所以在士师记第二章十四节告诉我们说，神因着他们所犯的罪，就把他们放在抢夺人的手中。
Chapter 2 verse 14 says, In his anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of the enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist.
是的，他们就是因着这样就极其的苦难。
So they went through a lot of suffering because of this.
所以耶和华就兴起士师。
So, the Lord raised up judges.
士师就拯救他们，脱离那些抢夺人他们的手。
And the judges will, save them out of the hands of, their raiders.
然后十七节告诉我们说呢，他们却不听从士师，随即叩拜别神，行了邪淫，数数的偏离他们列祖所行的道。
And yet, verse 17 tells us, then, yet they would not listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods and worshipped them.
他们就进入了另外一次的这个恶性的循环。
They will enter another cycle, of the suffering.
这里边我们看见以色列人的后代，他们没有像第一代的人那样来遵守神的诫命和典章。
So we see the descendants of Israel did not obey God's commandments and ordinances like, their forefathers.
我们常常听我们年长的弟兄姐妹们告诉我们说，我们不要做第二代的基督徒。
And, we were told by, older Christians, brothers and sisters told us that let us not become a second generation Christians.
这个第二代的基督徒不是年龄的区别。
When we mention second generation, we don't mean by age.
不是年长的或者年幼的。
We're not talking about, older or younger Christians.
乃是我们和神之间关系的区别。
It talks about the relationship between God and ourselves.
是不是我们和神有一个直接的第一手的经历？
The question is whether we have first-hand experience with God.
我们所知道的这些是别人的经历，是理论，还是我们自己在神面前的经历。
The things we know, does it belong to other people's experience or something that we experience ourselves?
这是一个非常非常重要的一点。
This is a very critical point.
神要我们每个人都和他有一个第一手的亲自的经历。
God wants us to have first-hand experience with him.
像约书亚和那些长老还在的时候，他们经历神，所以能够赤手神所托付给他们。
Just like when, Joshua and the elders were present, they obeyed God, they, had experienced God themselves.
所以我们在生活当中的每一个经历，无论是大的还是小的，都是非常重要。
So in our lives, whether it is, great or small, every experience is very important.
因为它是把我们能够带进与神同在的一个方式。
Because that's what takes to bring us, to the presence of the Lord.
所以在我们的生活当中的每一个经历都是我们学习来信靠神的一个机会。
So in our daily life, every experience is an opportunity for us to experience God.
所以今天早晨我们愿意借着这些交通这些经历的时候。
So this morning as we, share these experiences.
来提醒我们自己。
Let us be reminded.
让我们在生活当中借着每个经历来学习。
So in our life that we should take opportunity to, learn from our experiences.
使我们不要进入像以色列人所进入的这样的恶性的循环。
So we will not, get fall into the vicious cycle the Israelites, had to go through.
使我们在每一次的挣扎，每个征战当中学习来依靠神。
So in every struggle, we learn to, trust in God.
无论是得胜的还是失败的，我们学习从中得到教训。
Whether it was a victorious experience or a failure, we all can learn from it.
使圣灵在我们里边能够做更深的工作。
So the Holy Spirit can work deeper, more deeply in our lives.
那圣经这里边告诉我们说，这个以色列人之所以失败， 有三个主要的原因。
The Bible tells us there are three main reasons why the Israelites failed.
在士师记第二章和第三章详细地叙述了这些原因。
And chapters 2 and 3 of the Judges recorded in great detail.
那第一个原因就是他们这些仇敌没有完全地赶出。
Well, the first thing is that they did not drive out all the enemies.
神命令他们进入迦南之后把所有的仇敌都赶进。都赶出去。
God commanded them to drive out all the enemies.
但是他们却没有遵守神的命令。
But they did not obey God's command.
第二个是最重要的原因，那就是圣经以是士师记里边最后一章最后一节所说的，那时以色列人中没有神，个人任意而行。
The second reason and the most critical one is recorded in the last verse of the book of Judges.In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit.
当然神允许这些环境出现是为了让他们能够学习那些未晓得的战士。
God allowed these things to happen so that they have a learning opportunity.
所以今天在我们的生活当中也是一样的。
So it's the same way with our daily lives.
我们也有许多的仇敌在我们环境当中。
There are many enemies in our surroundings.
我们是不是把这些仇敌从我们的生活当中赶出去？
Are we driving out all these enemies from our life?
我们是不是像以色列人那样，他们没有神，个人任意而行？
And are we just like the Israelites that there's no God in their eyes and they did whatever they saw fit?
主是不是在我们的生命当中，在我们的生活当中，在每件事情上真实的能够做主掌权？
And is God the sovereign God in everything in our lives?
这些都是非常深刻的提醒。
This is a very, very strong, reminder.
盼望着圣灵实在是在我们里边工作。
May the Holy Spirit work in us.
让我们能够学习借着圣灵的工作把我们里边的仇敌赶出去，让我们尊主为大。
So let us learn through the work of the Holy Spirit, we can drive out all the enemies from our lives and we will honor God.
我们听年长弟兄姐妹们告诉我们说，在圣经当中，七是代表着完全的。
We heard from the elders that seven, the number seven represents perfection.
我们看见在这里边一共有七次的恶性循环。
So we see in the book of Judges there are seven vicious cycles.
每一次神都是信实的。
But every time, in every cycle,God was faithful.
当以色列人呼求的时候，他都来拯救他们。
Whenever the Israelites were crying out to God, He will save them.
这段黑暗的历史表明我们的神他是一位完全信实的神。
And through the history of these darkness, dark periods, it proves that our God is a faithful God.
所以今天在我们的生活当中也是一样。
The same way in our daily life.
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
无论弟兄姐妹们处在怎样的光景当中。
No matter what kind of circumstances you are in.
当我们来呼求神的时候，他要证明他是信实。
When we cry out to God, he will prove himself to be faithful.
这是一卷描写以色列人历史荒凉历史的书。
And this is a record of describing the desolation of Israelites.
但是它的确是一本征战的书。
But it's also a book of warfare.
因为当人失败的时候，我们的神他从来不失败。
Because when we, as human beings failed, but God never fails.
经过了这么多次的荒凉，我们没有一次看见神没有反应。
And through so many times of desolation that we did not see, for one time God did not respond.
每一次神的反应，他要得着一个合用的器皿。
And the way he responded is that he wants to gain a suitable vessel.
或者是一群合用的器皿。
Maybe a group of vessels.
能把他自己的旨意在那个荒凉混乱失败的光景当中显明出来。
Who can reveal his will during time of desolation.
所以我们看见荒凉和失败只是他的背景。
So we see that desolation and failure were just the background.
我们的神他的信实他的得胜才是主题。
And the theme actually is God's faithfulness and his victory.
士世纪所这段这所记载的这段历史和我们今天这段这个光景是有非常大的相似之处。
The history of Israelites recorded in the book of Judges is very similar to our present time.
那时候他们已经离开了旷野，进入了神应许之地迦南。
They have gone into the promised land Canaan from the wilderness.
但是在那里面还有许多未得之地。
But there are still so many lands ungained by them.
需要他们脚掌所踏。
They have to put their feet on the land.
也就是说需要他们经过许多的征战才能够得着。
So they have to go through warfares and struggles in order to gain those lands.
我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹们，我们都已经进入了神迦南所预表的，就是主耶稣基督的丰盛里。
Today we, as brothers and sisters, we have entered into the promised land, which Christ has granted us.
但是我们还有许多未得之地。
But we still have many lands which we have not gained.
在我们的生活当中，同样是面临着许多的征战。
And in our daily lives, we also face many struggles and warfares.
所以今天我们要从士世记当中和弟兄姐妹们看这个非常熟悉的这个人物。
So we should learn from this familiar book of Judges.
我们要看基甸他的一生是怎样被神所使用的。
We would like to examine how Gideon was being used by God.
看见他有也有许多的软弱。
We all witness many of his weaknesses.
圣经真实的把这些软弱的光景记载出来。
And Bible recorded his weaknesses truthfully.
让我们能够从中学习得着教训。
So that we can learn from these lessons.
在所有这些事实当中，基甸是被记载最详细的一位事实。
Among all the judges, the life of Gideon was recorded in most detail.
圣经用士世记的第六、第七和第八章，一共三章圣经详细的记载他的故事。
And Judges chapter 6 through 8 recorded Gideon's life in great detail.
也或许今天我们只能交通到一个小的部分。
And today we only have time to share with you one small point.
我们把这个小的部分给他一个主题叫做平凡的大能勇士。
And we shall give a title to the story, The Ordinary Mighty Warrior.
我们盼望着从基甸这位本来平凡又软弱的人身上能够看见神的工作。
And what we'd like to learn is that from this ordinary person, Gideon, that we can witness God's work on this weak vessel.
从神向他的呼召和他的反应当中来学习到一些功课。
And we should learn from God's calling of Gideon and how he responded.
我们先来读一下这个相关的经文。
We shall read a passage of scriptures.
我们今天早晨要读的这是在士世记的第六章的第一到第十六节。
And we shall read Judges chapter 6, 1 through 16.
这段经文比较长，所以我们想一节一节的来读。我先读中文，然后我的弟兄读英文。
This is a rather long passage. We shall read verse by verse.
好，第六章的第一节，以色列人又行神眼中为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人的手里七年。
The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山里挖穴、挖洞、建造营寨。
Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds.
以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻击他们。
Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country.
对着他们安营，毁坏土产，直到加萨，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛、羊、驴也没有留下。
They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys.
因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，他们人和骆驼无数，都进入国内，毁坏全地。
They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it.
以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help.
以色列人因米甸人的缘故呼求耶和华。
When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian,
耶和华就差遣先知到以色列人那里，对他们说：“耶和华以色列人的神如此说：我曾领你们从埃及上来，出了为奴之家。”
He sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery."
救你们脱离埃及人的手，并脱离一切欺压你们之人的手，把你们从他们面前赶出，将你们的将他们的地赐给你们。
I rescue you from the hands of Egyptians, and I delivered you from the hands of all your oppressors. I drove them out because before you and gave you their land.
又对你们说，我是耶和华你们的神，你们住在亚玛利人的地，不可敬畏他们的神，你们不敬不听从我的话。
I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of Amorites.In whose land you live, but you have not listened to me.
耶和华的使者到了俄弗他，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿斯的橡树下。约阿斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。
The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat.In a wine press to keep it from Midianites.
耶和华的使者向米甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
米甸说：“主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭入这一切事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说，耶和华领我们从埃及上来？”他那奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人的手里。
Pardon me, my lord, Gideon replied. But if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian.
耶和华观看米甸说，你靠你这能力去从米甸神手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？
The Lord turned to him and said, Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?
米甸说，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派当中是至贫穷的，我在我父家是至微小的。
Pardon me, my lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family.
耶和华对他说，我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人，如同击打异人一样。
The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive.
这段记载是在这七次的循环当中的第四次循环。
This is the fourth cycle, among the seven vicious cycles.
所以当第六章一开始的时候就说以色列人又行耶和华眼中为恶的事。
At the beginning of this passage, it says that Israel did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
神就允许米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人来攻击他们。
And so God allowed the Midianites and the Eastern people to attack them.
那么谁是米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人呢？
Now who are the Amalekites and Midians and the Eastern people?
圣经告诉我们说，米甸人呢，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We see that the Medians were the descendants of Abraham.
他是从亚伯拉罕的第二个妻子所生的。
And they are descendants from the second wife of Abraham.
因此在天然人的一面，他们在肉体上是和以色列人亲近。
So in the flesh, they have a close bloodline, to the Israelites.
那亚玛利人呢，是以扫的后代。
Amalekites, were descendants of Esau.
东方人是指在以色列人当时东边 约旦河东的阿拉伯的各个民族。
And the eastern people were the people groups on the east side of the River Jordan, the Arabs.
掺杂着各种不同的这个 民族种族的人中间。
And mixed with the different people groups.
所以我们看见这些人在属地的这个关系上都是和以色列人非常亲近。
So in the earthly relationships, these people were very close to the Israelites.
他们代表着肉体和肉体的情欲。
And they represent flesh and the lust of flesh.
我们知道在以色列人出埃及的时候，
We know that when during our Exodus,
他们在旷野里漂流，
And they were wandering in the wilderness.
其中第一个出来与以色列人征战的就是亚玛力人。
And the first people group who came out to attack the Israelites were Amalekites.
圣经并没有记载那次征战的具体原因。
The Bible did not tell us why this warfare happened.
但是却是详细的记载那个征战的情景。
But it did record in detail the warfare itself.
我们都记得那时候摩西吩咐约书亚在山下和亚玛力人征战。
And we remember that the story goes like that Moses commanded Joshua to go into the battle.
然而摩西、亚伦和户尔他们却到山上去祷告。
Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the mountain peak to pray.
摩西何时举手的时候，
So whenever Moses lift up his hands,
以色列人就得胜。
The Israelites were victorious.
他何时垂手，以色列人就失败。
Whenever he lowered his hands,The Israelites will be defeated.
后来摩西的手因着疲劳而发沉。
And due to tiredness, the Moses' hands were lowered.
亚伦和户尔就让他坐在那边，他们一边一个人扶着他的手。
And Aaron and Hur had Moses sit down, and they would hold Moses' hands one on each side.
圣经记载，直到日落，摩西举手，以色列人就得到完全的胜利。
And the Bible says that until sunset, Moses' hands were lifted up, and the Israelites were victorious.
因此，神告诉摩西，亚玛力人的名号要从全天下涂抹。
And the Lord told Moses that the name of Amalek will be blotted out.
所以我们看见这个亚玛力人，他一开始就是与神的选民征战。
So we see that the people of Amalek.Were enemies from the very beginning of Israelites.
这一幅征战的图画是一幅属灵征战的图画。
So the picture of this warfare is actually describes spiritual warfare.
因为圣经特别记载着摩西举手向神祷告，以色列人得胜。
Because the Bible records clearly whenever Moses' hands were lifted up, the Israelites were winning.
今天我们所面临的各样的征战。也不是属肉体的征战。
So the struggles that we are facing every day is none of the flesh.
祷告是我们何等坚强得胜的武器。
And we know that the prayer is such a strong weapon for us to be victorious.
这幅图画让我们看见不仅仅是我们个人的祷告。
And this picture tells us that it's not our individual or personal prayer that counts.
而乃是弟兄姐妹们彼此的代祷。
But also the prayers for each other.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们的人生当中，
So throughout our life, dear brothers and sisters,
还有许多的米甸人、亚玛力人和东方人。
There are many Midians and Amalekites and Eastern people.
我们看见他们当时的目的就是欺压以色列，欺压神的选民。
We know that all they wanted to do is to oppress the Israelites.
没有给他们留下食物，牛羊驴什么都没有留下。
They did not leave any food or cattle or sheep or donkeys to the Israelites.
他们要毁坏全地，是他们极其的惩罚。
They want to salvage the land to make Israelites very, very poor.
所以今天我们已经是进入主耶稣基督里的人。
Today we have already entered into our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们本来是可以得着生命，神说呢，不但得着生命。而且让我们得到更丰盛。
And we are supposed to have this new life, and just like what Jesus said, not only have life, but have life more abundantly.
但是仇敌的工作是让我们极其的穷乏。
But the enemy's work is to make us very poor.
他要抢夺所有的食物，抢夺牛羊驴所有的这些东西。
They will try to the enemy try to impoverish us by taking away all the food, cattle, sheep, and donkeys.
这些米甸人、亚玛力人和东方人就在我们的身边，就在我们的里边。
We are surrounded by these Midianites, Amalekites, and Eastern peoples.
他们和我们的肉体是十分相近的。
The flesh is very similar to us.
因此我们需要常常的警醒。
So we have to be very watchful.
因为这里边所描述的光景就是我们个人的光景。
Because what the situation, the story depicts is our story.
仇敌在这些以色列人身上所做的工作，他今天也照样要做在每位属神儿女的身上。
What kind of work the enemies work on the Israelites is the same work our enemy trying to work in our lives.
因此我们要学习来呼求神。
So we need to learn to cry out to the Lord.
我们可能受在各种受压的环境当中。
In every situation of oppression.
但是神应许我们，我们呼求他，他是信实的，他要拯救我们。
But God has promised us, whenever we cried out to him, he is faithful, he will respond.
并且我们每一位做肢体的要彼此相顾。
As members of the body, we should look after each other.
像摩西、亚伦和户尔他们那个在神面前一起的服侍一样。
Just like the way Moses, Aaron, and Hur, how they work together before the Lord.
一个肢体受苦，应该所有的肢体一同受苦。
When a member suffers, all the members suffer.
一个肢体征战，应该是所有肢体一同的征战。
When one member enters into a warfare, all the members will go in together.
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
当我们呼求他的时候，神一定是会有反应。
As we cried out to him, he will respond.
我们刚才读到这节经文，神先有反应，他来差他的先知来向以色列人说。
And God did respond in the story. He sent a prophet to Israelites.
但是我们没有看见圣经所记载以色列人有反应。
But we did not see how the Israelites responded.
因此神呢就要继续寻找一个向他能够有反应的人。
That's why God needs to find someone who will respond to God.
因为神并不是，他并不是强迫我们。
God does not force us to do anything.
他需要我们向他有反应。
But God wants us to respond to him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神在寻找向他有反应的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is looking for someone who responds to him.
我们在这些艰难的环境当中，神在工作。我们是不是对他有反应呢？
In difficult situations in our lives, God is working, but are we responding to him?
当神借着各样的环境向我们的心说话的时候，我们里边是否有回应？
As God speaks to us through all kinds of circumstances, are we responding to him?
我们是不是在灵的深处真实的能够来寻求他，遇见他？
Are we earnestly seeking him in the depth of our spiritual life?
来明白神的心意，来顺从他的旨意。
And to seek his will and also obey him.
让神在我们的身上，在教会里边的工作能够快快的成就。
We pray that God's will be accomplished in church.
我们非常感谢主，这里边圣经记载一位向神有反应的人。
We thank the Lord because the Bible records There was such a person who responded to God.
他并不是一位本身有大能力的人。
He was not a great person.
我们刚才读到的圣经告诉我们说，神就来差遣他的使者向基甸来说话。
And so God sent a messenger to speak to Gideon.
神对他说大能的勇士。
God called him as a mighty warrior.
基甸呢，他本身他知道他自己，他并不是一位大能的勇士。
Gideon knew he was not a great warrior.
我们知道这里边表现出一个神属灵工作的原则。
We see that there is a principle, a spiritual principle in how God works.
就是这些平凡的人、软弱的人，如果在神的手里，可以成为他大能的勇士。
And that is an ordinary and weak person can become a mighty warrior in the hands of God.
他也和我们所有人一样，他心中也有很多的疑问和怀疑。
Gideon was the same, as we are, full of doubts.
他所以他就问神，若是耶和华与我们同在，怎么会有这些事情发生呢？
So he asked God, if God was with us, how all these things happened?
我们列祖向我们所说的那些奇妙的事在哪里呢？
All the wonders our forefathers told us, where are they?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们向神有这样的呼求，那些奇妙的事要在我们自己的身上经历。
Dear brother and sister, if we cry out to God, all those wonders will happen in our lives.
所以神向他回答说，说大能的勇士，我要借着你的手来拯救。
And so God said to Gideon, mighty warrior, I will use you to achieve my will.
仔细的观看他。
God is watching.
这是何等，虽然这是短短的一句话，但是这是何等何等祝福的话。
Even though this is a very short sentence, but what a blessing.
我们是不是知道神在观察我们？
Are we aware that God is watching us?
他的眼目没有离开以色列人。
His eyes never departed from the Israelites.
我们的神他不睡觉也不打盹，他观察像地上像他心存诚实的人。
Because our God does not sleep nor slumber, and he's watching those who are honest before him.
若是我们能够放在他的手中，不管我们是怎样软弱失败，都可以成为他大能的勇士。
If we can put ourselves in the hands of God, no matter how much we have failed, we can become mighty warriors.
那在基甸的身上有一些特点，我们是需要去来学习来看一看。
There are several characteristics in the life of Gideon, from which we can learn.
第一呢，他是一个非常平凡的人。
Number one, he was an ordinary person.
他是也是一个非常谦卑的人。
He was also very humble.
他说，我这个家族在这个马拿西的这个支派中是致贫穷的。
He said, my household, my clan is the poorest among our people.
我在我的父家也是致微小的。
And I'm the weakest in my father's house.
这是一个非常美好的认识。
This is a good awareness.
因为我们每个人在神面前其实都是软弱的。
We are all weak before the Lord.
但是神可以使用软弱的人。
But God can use weak people.
在圣经里边，我们一再的看见神使那些本来在地上有能力的人，要他们倒空自己，成为软弱。
We see many lessons in the Bible that God wants those who are originally very strong, but we want them to empty themselves so that they can be used by God.
我们看见摩西的例子。摩西的例子。
We can see the example in Moses' life.
我们也看见保罗的例子。
We also see the example in Paul's life.
他们在地上的人群当中可能都是非常有能力，非常杰出的人。
They were very strong and capable among people.
然而神必须把他们天然的能力做掉。
But God needs to get rid of their natural abilities.
神的能力才可以在从他们里边发出来。
And then God's strength can be carried out in their lives.
保罗也承认他自己是软弱的，他觉得他身上曾经有一根刺。
And Paul admitted that he was weak and there was a thorn in his body.
是那个仇敌撒旦在他身上所做的这个攻击。
And this was attack from the enemy.
但是他认识到神允许这个环境是能够认识到他自己的软弱。
But he recognized that this is something allowed by God.
神他曾经三次向神求把这根刺挪去。
He beseeched God three times to remove this thorn.
但是神说，我的能力要在人的软弱上显得完全。
But God responded saying that my grace is sufficient in your weaknesses.
因此保罗说，我就愿意夸我自己的软弱，好叫神的能力显明出来。
And then Paul responded says that I like to boast my weaknesses so that God's strength can be manifested.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，圣经告诉我们说，我们都是神手中的杰作。
And God, Bible tells us that we are all masterpieces in the hands of God.
是在耶稣基督里造成的。
And this was accomplished in Jesus Christ.
当我们把自己平凡软弱的生命交在主的手中的时候。
As we turn over our ordinary and weak life into the hands of God.
他可以做改变的工作。
He can transform it.
他可以做得胜的工作。
He can turn it into victorious.
第二件事情我们看见基甸他是一个奉献的人。
Second thing about Gideon we can observe is that he is an offering person.
我们从第六章的第十七节到二十一节那边我们看见他是一个一开始遇见神就去奉献的人。
And we can see from the verses that when the first time that he met God, he made an offering.
并且借着奉献来敬拜神。
And he worshiped God through offering.
这是神所要的一个特征。
This is one characteristics desired by God.
奉献就是一个主权的转移。
Offering means transferring the sovereignty.
是我们属灵生命成长的第一步。
And this is the first step of our spiritual growth.
保罗在罗马书第十二章告诉我们说他以神的慈悲劝我们。
Paul in Romans chapter 12 says that, dear brothers, and I beseech you, with, the mercy of God.
让我们能够把身体献上当作活祭。
That we should offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们这样的奉献是蒙神所喜悦的。
And this kind of offering is pleasing to the Lord.
他告诉我们说也因着这样的奉献我们才可以心意更新而变化。
And through this kind of offering, our minds can be renewed.
我们才可以不效法这个世界。
So that we will not follow after this world.
你知道仇敌今天撒旦在这个地上做着是非常精巧的工作。
We know that the enemy is very cunning in doing his work today.
无论我们的是哪一个年龄层我们的背景怎样仇敌都有对我们最好的好像从世界上角度来看那个最大的吸引。
No matter our age and the background, and the enemy always use the most skillful method to tempt us.
就是让我们去效法这个世界效法仇敌的做法。
And try to make us to learn from our enemies.
奉献能够使我们脱离这个世界的缠累。
But our offering can rid us of the snares of this world.
我们才能够查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will know what is God's good and His will that's pleasing to Him.
基甸在这里边的奉献，他也是一个向神的敬拜。
And Gideon's offering also represents his worshiping God.
是蒙神悦纳的敬拜。
It's something that is pleasing to the Lord.
因为我们知道我们没有时间去仔细读这一段但是他把羊羔他把无酵饼献上的时候神的使者用杖头用火来接纳这个祭物。
So when Gideon offered a lamb and also unleavened bread, the angels accepted the gift through fire.
这是一个完全的奉献一个完全的敬拜。
And all the offerings were burned up completely, so this is a complete offering and a complete worship.
也得到神完全的接纳。
And was completely accepted by the Lord.
所以为着这个非常感谢主我们自己的生活是不是能够奉献在神的面前。
So we thank God for this and we ask ourselves, can we offer ourselves like this?
如果我们把自己奉献在神的手中
If we turn our lives into the hands of the Lord
不管我们是怎样软弱的人
No matter how weak a person we are
那个圣洁的火可以从我们里边燃烧起来
The holy fire can burn our offerings
神也是借着这个奉献向基甸做了一个证据
And also God confirmed Gideon's offering
他接纳软弱人的敬拜
He accepted the worship from the weak vessels.
当基甸得到了神这个证据之后
So after Gideon received confirmation from the Lord,
第六章的二十二节到二十四节就记载他就为神筑了一座坛
And he built an altar for God.
因为他遇见了耶和华的使者他心里边十分的惧怕。
十分的什么？
惧怕。
Because he met the angel from the Lord, he was afraid.
第二十二节说，他说不好了，我因为看见耶和华的使者，他心里想，他一定会死掉。
And verse 22 says, "Woe to me that I have seen God's messenger."
但是主告诉他说，你放心，不要惧怕，你必不致死。
And he was afraid that he was gonna be stricken dead, but the Lord says, "Don't be afraid."
因此他在那边筑了一座坛。
Now, so he built an altar.
起名叫做耶和华沙龙，就是耶和华赐平安的意思。
And he named the altar Jehovah Sharon, meaning Jehovah peace.
对，就是其实原文就是耶和华就是平安。
And the original term means that Jehovah is peace.
圣经记载说呢，那个坛如今还在。
Bible says that the altar is still exists.
神何等的纪念我们在他面前的奉献和祝坛。
God really remembers our offering before him.
祝坛就是一个见证。
Building an altar is a testimony.
因为它是为着献祭，为着见证的。
An altar is used for offering, for testimony.
也是我们生命的里程碑。
And also it's a milestone in our lives.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在他的一生当中筑了四座坛。
We know that Abraham built four altars throughout his life.
他是圣经当中给我们看见的信心之父。
We see that the Bible says that Abraham is the father of faith.
但是他不是一生来就是信心之父的。
But he was not born that way.
他也和所有的人一样都是软弱的。
He was weak just like everybody else.
因而在每一次生命的经历当中，他在神面前筑坛。
In throughout his life, he built altars before God.
作为见证，作为纪念。
To use it as a remembrance and also as a testimony.
也作为他生命的里程碑。
And also serve as a milestone or milestones for his life.
他的信心慢慢长大。
That's how his faith grew.
他最后能够完全按照神的旨意把他所爱的那个独生的儿子献上。
And toward the end, he was willingly obeying God's will in offering his only son.
他成为所有人信心的榜样。
He became a model for all those who are faithful.
今天神也在我们中间做这样的工作。
God is doing the same thing among us.
每一个经历
Every experience
在神面前都是重要的
is important in the eyes of the God.
盼望着我们能够借着每一个经历在神面前筑坛。
May we use every experience and build an altar before God.
成为见证，成为里程碑。
To become a testimony and also a milestone of our life.
因着时间的关系，我想我们今天呢就交通到这儿。
Because of time, that's all I want to share this morning.
我们盼望着借着这位平凡的人，我们从他身上可以学到一些功课。
I pray that we can learn some lessons from this ordinary person.
当神向我们呼召的时候，我们要有反应。
When God calls us, we need to respond.
我们要在他面前学习谦卑。
We need to learn to humble ourselves.
学习把我们自己完全的奉献在他的手中。
Learn to offer ourselves completely.
学习纪念他在我们人生当中的每一个经历。
And learn to cherish every experience in our life.
使他的工作能够早日在我们身上成就。
So that his work will be accomplished in our lives.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we how much we thank you.
谢谢你早晨借着基甸的故事向我们说话。
We thank you for speaking to us this morning through the story of Gideon.
我们求圣灵帮助我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us.
把我们软弱的自己奉献在你的手中。
We offer our weak body into your hand.
使你的工作在教会，在我们个人身上能够早日的成就。
So that your will be done in church and in our own lives.
盼望着教会早日的成熟，迎接你的再来。
May the church become mature to usher in your second coming.
求你祝福你自己的话。
We pray that you will bless your own word.
除去人的思想，让你自己的生命能够留在我们的里边。
Remove human thoughts so that your will remain.
我们正在祷告祈求，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们下边呢要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We'd like to welcome those who are here for the very first time.
如果你是第一次来参加实体聚会的，我们请您站起来做一个简单的自我介绍。
If this is your first time attending an in-person meeting, could you stand up and introduce yourself?
从我们右手边这两区先开始。
From the right-hand side.
有没有第一次来的就不要客
气。Any first-timers?
好，这边如果没有的话，换我们左手边这两区。
What about my left-hand side?
如果你是第一次来的，让弟兄姐妹们有机会认识你们，
yeah,
欢迎你们。
We'd like to get to know you if you are here for the first time.
好，如果没有的话，那下边我们有些报告。
We have a few announcements.
我们要来周间的祷告聚会是照常，周二祷告聚会照常。
Tuesday night prayer meeting will go on as usual.
我们邀请欢迎弟兄姐妹们，如果还没有进入祷告的，现在邀请你们能够参加各组的祷告。
If you are not attending prayer meetings, we encourage you to participate.
目前这个祷告聚会还都是在线上举行。
All the prayer meetings are held online.
我们星期五的读经是时间已经改到从七点半。到九点。
Bible study meetings on Friday nights have been changed from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
目前有些组别已经恢复了实体的或者是混合型的聚会。
Some classes are being held in person or in hybrid mode.
所以请弟兄姐妹们注意各组的通知。
So watch out for different groups announcements.
聚会结束之后，如果在会所聚会的，请九点钟一定去接。家里的孩子。
If you are attending Friday Bible study class, please pick up your children at 9 o'clock sharp.
东南区周六照样有从六点半到八点半的线上读经聚会。
The Southeast region would continue their Saturday night Bible study.
我们主日周五和儿童都是有在会所的实体聚会。
All the children's meetings.Friday and Sunday are held in person in church.
下一个主日我们仍然有波饼聚会。
Next Sunday, we will continue to have communion service.
是早晨十点钟开始。
Starting at 10 o'clock.
欢迎弟兄姐妹们如果许可的话能够来会所参加聚会。
So if possible, we welcome, we encourage everyone to attend.
但是如果弟兄姐妹们身体有任何状况的话，还是请您留在家里参加线上聚会。
If you don't feel well, please stay home and attend the meeting online.
这个波饼聚会是混合型的。
The breaking of the bread meeting is hybrid.
下一个主日的信息聚会也仍然是混合型的，早晨10:50开始。
The message meeting next Sunday is also in hybrid mode.Starting at 10:45.
下一个主日是两位弟兄交通。
There will be sharings by two brothers.
是柯云弟兄和坚辉弟兄。
柯云 and 坚辉 will share.
由曲浩宇弟兄、邵吴佩恩姊妹翻译。
And a brother and sister will translate for them.
孙弟兄现在正在外地服事，他现在纽约那边带领特会。
Brother Sun is leading special meetings out of town.
然后下一次要在多伦多那边带领特会。
And he will also lead a meeting in Toronto.
请弟兄姐妹们为着我们弟兄的服事和他的脚步祷告。
Please remember in your prayers our brother's ministry.
那请弟兄姐妹们继续为上一次受浸的十位弟兄姐妹们祷告。
We ask that all of us pray for those newly baptized, ten of them.
愿圣灵带领他们实在在主里边能够经历更丰盛的生命。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead them into a more or richer spiritual life.
特别纪念我们中间的年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially those nine young people.
他们在这个世代当中实在是经历了非常一个不容易的环境。
They really face very challenging situation in today's time.
求圣灵帮助我们能够为着这些年轻的弟兄姐妹们常常摆上祷告。
May the Holy Spirit help us.And constantly praying for the young people.
好，那我们今天的报告聚会就停在这里。
So that will end today's meeting and announcement.